don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb, dumb birthday game.
Okay, that's what we'll be doing. You betcha. Okay, let's kind of first we'll talk with Ken Newman, who's the WBZ 24-hour traffic network reporter. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Norm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I wondered over the past heat wave, were there many cars that were kind of boiling over in the radiators, thus causing tremendous traffic jams of millions of cars backed up all the way from the central artery down to say Delaware?
Well, I think that'd be exaggerating a little bit. We did actually have a lot of overheats, though, even tonight.
Even tonight there were overheats, and the temperature's gone down quite a good deal. It's only 60, a little under 67 degrees at this moment. Do you feel a cool breeze? Well, because you're locked into an air-cooled building anyway.
You know, to be honest with you, it's freezing up here. It really is.
Well, that must score a lot of points with people who are still stifling in their apartments.
I have to bring a sweatshirt when I come up here.
Yeah. No, it is. It's kind of cool in here as well, too. But we're kind of lucky. But the weather has changed quite a good deal, and those who are still having a problem with the heat probably will notice quite a change as the hours go by. But it's almost down to 66 degrees. Which is quite. What am I rambling on about? I don't even care. when this old guy sits here all night talking about the weather, you know that we're all in some kind of trouble.
That we're in for a good dumb birthday game.
Yeah, that's right. A really stupid dumb birthday game. Okay, let's see who else is playing the game. We have Craig, who is in North Billerica. Hello, Craig.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wonder if you could pick it up just a little bit and be sparkling and exciting, because I have a feeling that this game today is going to be kind of a dodo.
Oh, I don't think so. It never has been in the past. I hear it, it's good.
Hey, that's the way to go, Craig. That was a good way to do that.
Got to think positive.
Okay, now you're the same Craig I just talked to a while ago. We were exchanging.
No.
That was another Craig.
Yes, that guy was from Peabody. I heard him on my way home from work.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
I work for General Electric. I called you about 4 years ago during the summer. Do you remember?
Son of a gun, I don't remember that. You called me 4 years ago, and I'd slipped my mind.
Oh, you were supposed to remember, because I told you I'd call you back tonight and ask you.
That's right. 4 years ago, you called me and said, in 1995, I'm going to call you back.
Yep. And okay. Here I am.
And here you are. Okay, good. We have Pete from Lawrence. Hi, Pete.
Hello, Norm.
Hello. What interesting things do you have to tell us before we get into the heat of the game and all the excitement therewith?
Well, originally I called to make a comment on the caller whose girlfriend was having a problem. He's helping her out just by being there listening to her.
I'm sorry, say that once more. I went out to the bathroom while you were talking, yeah. And I missed that.
The girl who was having a problem with her job and everything, she wasn't happy?
Yeah.
He's helping her just by being there listening to her.
Didn't I just tell him that?
I don't. Well, maybe in some ways, but...
I thought I told him exactly that same kind of way. To be by her side when she needed help and to be there that she needed somebody.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that? Who needs your cockamamie advice, Pete?
I think I lost track of
you. Yeah, I think you lost track, Pete. I think you were going to the bathroom at the time. I was giving some splendid advice, Pete. Anyway, you haven't played the game with us for a while, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, tonight is your chance to shine. And as you know, should you win, or should whoever may win, does win a really cockamamie prize to go along with the cockamamie qualities of this. Okay, and of course we have James from Indiana is with us also today. Hi, James.
Good morning, Norman.
Anybody call you Jim, or do you just James all the time?
Well, Bob calls me Jim.
Yeah?
But you can call me James.
Why is that?
I feel more dignified when I talk to you.
I see. You feel more dignified. Why is that? Do I bring out the dignity in you? Do you have dignity? Are you a dignified person?
Yes, I am.
I see.
I enjoy being around good people, and you are definitely a good person.
Good people. Good people. I'm a good people, and I thank you very much for that. We also have with us Hope Schauer, who is with us, too. She's one of the producers here at WBZ, which is blessed with probably the greatest bunch of producers
absolutely
in the world.
And I just want to say that you're I found out today that you're definitely on the cutting edge, because what they're talking about in society now is the dumbing down of education. And I just want to say that here you are. You're part of the dumbing down of America. And I'm
What does that mean exactly, the dumbing down? What does that mean?
You know,
mean?
I'm dumbing down. I don't know.
You don't have any idea.
I
think this is going to be the most cuckamamie game that we've ever had. I have no hope for this thing at all. I'm ready to throw in this. And not only that, but there aren't too many people of any interesting note who were born on this day on top of everything.
This is an extra dumb.
Oh, this is really, I might just throw in the towel and may get out of the field and pick up the band and forget everything else.
You know, I think that that word cockamamie is really making a comeback here.
Cockamamie is a good, yeah, it's a good word. It's descriptive, and I hope it does make a comeback. You know, today is the birthday of Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, I'm such a fan.
Oh, shut up.
Is that the best we could do, Orville Redenbacher?
Orville Redenbacher, the
famous person.
The popcorn tycoon.
No, the popcorn
tycoon. He mentioned, he's from Brazil, Indiana. He graduated from high school in 1924, third in a class of 99. Obviously, a very bright man. Did you get that date, by the way? That's significant. Those of you who are professional birthday players.
Yeah, that's sort of
spot those kind of thing. Graduated high school in 1924. So you sort of have building back from that, have an idea of just how old he had to be then and what year he was born in and all that kind of stuff. He majored in agronomy and genetics at Purdue University, and he graduated from there in 1928. In 1987, his popcorn business passed the $1 billion sales mark. So that's Orville Redenbacher. Now he's got his grandson who's on those commercials with him, and he's just as ugly as his grandfather. They look like the same person, don't they? He looks like I would assume Orville, his grandfather, looked back to when he was graduating high school back in 1924.
Mm-hmm. I think he dresses the same, too.
Mm-hmm. He probably is wearing his grandfather's clothes. Probably was handed down to him.
The bow tie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's probably proud of the fact that he's probably saying, yes, popcorn is very much what mm-hmm. built my family, and I'm so proud to be part of that family and part of the popcorn business.
It's probably just a marketing scheme. They're really not geeks. They're really suave guys. They just put on that persona.
They're probably somebody else is running the business, and these probably are not Redenbachers at all. They're probably just models pretending they're Redenbachers. Anyway, Redenbacher sounds like kind of a sneaker, doesn't it? Yes, sir. I wouldn't go into a professional basketball game without my Redenbachers.
It's like a combination of Birkenstocks and Reeboks.
No, it is nothing like that. No, nothing like that at all. So stop saying foolish things. Okay, Ken, how old do you think Orville Redenbacher is?
I didn't get to do my calculations.
Yeah, somebody's breathing very hard. Do you think that could be because they're thinking erotic thoughts about Orville Redenbacher? Does somebody have a case of asthma?
No, not that I know of.
No, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, because I can hear that heavy breathing. Now, see, I have a kind of asthmatic condition myself, so normally that would be me. But I can tell I'm talking, so that's not me. Okay. Well, whoever it is has stopped anyway.
Maybe they died.
I think that might have been me, Norm.
Oh, do you have asthma?
Yes, I do.
I see. Well, that's good. Then you and I are kinfolk. Let's both breathe together, okay?
You
can snort and everything and wheeze. The family that wheezes together, squeezes together, or pleases together or something. Anyway, Ken, how old is Orville Redenbacher?
Well, I'd say he's got to be entering his 87th. Well, he's 87, I'd say.
87, okay. Now, James, how old do you think he is?
89,
okay. And Pete?
I think I'll go right in the middle of those two and say 88.
Okay, Craig?
I'm going to go with Pete, too, 88.
88. Okay, Hope?
77.
Okay, 88 is exactly right.
Whoops.
So Craig and Pete actually won that.
And so he must have graduated high school when he was 7.
Whoops.
No, he graduated.
He's a very smart guy.
Graduated in 24.
He graduated.
He graduated
in 1924, is correct, and he would have been, he might have been 18. At one point, you had to go for 13 grades instead of 12, as they do now.
Ah.
In which case, he would have been born in 1906, if that were the case. Add that to 88, and you only get 1994, which is this year, isn't it? It's 95 now, isn't it?
Oops.
I don't know. These years go by so fast when you're having a whoopee time of it. Okay, so he... Reuben Blades, the actor. I don't know what movies he's been in.
I'm not really sure. I just know him as a musician more than an actor.
I know him as a sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah, Reuben, that's true, yes. I know him as an ice skate. An ice skate that you... That you skate while you're having a sandwich.
Ice skate with sauerkraut and what, pumpernickel?
It says new edible ice skates.
Craig, how old do you think Reuben Blades is? I don't really have any other information about that.
I don't even recognize the name. Oh, I'll throw out a number, 67.
How much, 57?
67.
Okay, Pete, what do you think?
Well, I'll throw it out and say 65.
55 or 65?
55.
55.
65.
Yeah, right. Okay. James, what do you think?
54,
says James. Ken?
I don't know. 50, I guess.
50. Okay. Hope?
I'm going to say 48.
Okay, 48 is the closest. He's actually only 46. Mm. Reuben Blades.
Son He's a young guy, whoever he is.
Yeah, I wish I could.
He's a famous Latin star.
Right, yes, and a musician, yeah.
It sounds like a soap opera name, Reuben Blades.
Fabulous actor. Mm.
Okay, how about Stuart Copeland? There's another, but we got nobody really big names. A rock drummer and composer.
Oh, that's the Police.
With the Police, that's right. He was with the Police from 1977, with the trio Police, biggest hit, Every Breath You Take. And that's, we got the Pete wheezing again, just at the very thought of that.
No, that wasn't me that time.
Okay. Anyway, with Every Breath You Take was recorded in 1983. That was a big hit that year. And do I sound like I'm really trying to pretend this game is really fun? Gotcha. You know, the way my voice is rising and I'm getting just so upbeat about this. Yeah. Okay, we'll start with you, Hope. How old is Stuart Copeland?
42.
Okay, what do you think, Ken?
I think he's only 40.
He's only 40. Can you hear me writing that down?
Oh, wow.
James, what do you think?
I think he's 43.
James thinks he's 43, okay. What does Pete think?
I'll say 41.
Okay, what does Craig think?
I'm going to say 44, Norm.
44, okay. 43 is actually correct, and you're all very, yes, very close. So that's James from Indiana.
All right.
I like that burst of enthusiasm, James. That was really nice.
I'm sorry, Norm.
No. You don't be sorry. I'm praising you for that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was really nice, yeah.
I just woke me up.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, here's a fine actor. I hope you know his name, because he's excellent. I've seen him in live theater quite a few times. His name is Barnard Hughes.
He's been in movies,
and he's been on Broadway. And he was also on the soap The Guiding Light. He won an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actor in a single appearance as a judge on The Lou Grant Show. Mm-hmm. So be hard to remember him that. He was only in one episode, but won an Emmy for that. He was in Prelude to a Kiss. Barnard Hughes. I don't remember the episode on a judge in The Lou Grant Show, but I do remember Mason Adams was on that. And I do as well, Mason Adams. Hi. And did you see the judge in that, Rossi? Rossi. Here's the judge. He's going to be our judge in this trial, and he's going to win an Emmy for this. Thank you. Thank you. With a name like Barnett Hughes, he has to be a good actor. Thank you.
I thought you were going to do Tonto. Where do you find Mr. Hughes in the...
Are you just going to mumble and moan and kvetch on the air? Is that your idea of rich, ribald humor? I thought you were just going to say Tonto and... Why, she's throwing up now. Okay, how about you, James? How old is Barnett Hughes?
Oh, boy, this is going to be a tough one.
Oh, Jesus, don't be so dramatic, James. Just tell me his age.
Okay. Oh, I say he'd be in his mid-80s. I'm going to say 83.
Okay. Okay, Hope, what do you think?
79.
Mm-hmm. That was good the way you just said that out directly. Craig?
77.
Craig says 77. Okay, and the lovely Ken?
The lovely Ken will come in at a solid even 80 years old today.
80 years old on this very day. God bless him. As a matter of fact, they still haven't, and he's, in fact, as I remember now reading about him in one of the trade magazines, they said he loved his parents so much that he had his umbilical cord bronzed, and he carries it around on the back of his car, in the rear window. Yep.
Gross.
Yeah. Rear window, with all the stuffed animals.
Yeah. Next to that, the Hawaiian dancer, and the dog just, moving up and down.
Oh,
right there is the bronzed umbilical cord. And if you think that's not sentimental and just have a lovely feeling to it, then I don't know what. Then you're not sentimental. You're not my kind of person.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah. Pete, what do you think? How old is Barnett Hughes, and how old? Or how old is his umbilical cord? Either way.
I'll say 78.
You'll say 78?
Yeah.
Hold on while I jot that down. Okay. Actually, Barnett Hughes is 80 years old. That's right, and that means that Ken Newman hit it right on the button. We have a whole lot of one-time winners. Everybody has scored at least one victory. Nobody more than that. So everybody's even at this point.
And you didn't think this was going to be an exciting game.
I thought it was really going to be a real deadbeat. That shows you never know. Even after all these years in broadcasting, you still can't tell the outcome. Okay, that about does it with people. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to give you events that happened on this date, which is July 16th, and you tell me what year it happened. Some interesting things happened on this day. Let me see, hold on. Just one moment. Here's the thing that I have about computer paper. These things on the borders with the holes in it, to track it through the printing machine.
Uh-huh.
I can't bear to look at that stuff. I have to rip it off. I was going through an office building the other day, and I looked in, and there on a young lady's desk, a secretary, was all that paper. I leaped in.
Were you wearing a cape?
No, I just, I just said, excuse me, I can't stand to see that stuff on there. And I ripped it off like that. I do that.
Oh, boy.
I can't. It's a thing. I've seen psychiatrists about that, and they can't analyze in any objective way why seeing the holes in the paper there on the rim.
I think that's a very noble. It's a very noble thing. You're ridding the world of holes on the side of their computer paper.
Hold on, I didn't get a chance to hear you. I was ridding the paper here, the holes.
Tom, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Remember about 3 weeks ago you bought your birthday book? Where was it?
I misplaced it.
Okay.
Nobody stole it. It was my fault. I put it someplace and put some stuff on top of it.
Oh,
I believe
good.
It was a Reuben sandwich. And as a result, I kind of lost it a little bit, but I dusted away the mustard, and it's just as good as... Hold on. Hold on just one more second, please. Oh, that's a long one. Look at that. Oh, that's a real long one.
You know, if I only had some bubble paper, we could really...
Oh, this is really nice. There must be some use for this, these long strips of paper with holes in them.
I think it's to keep the computer paper on track in the printer.
No, I know that, but I mean, once it's all printed up, you don't need it anymore.
Well, what they do is they attach it back to regular paper, and then they can put it through again.
Oh,
it's all part of the big recycling.
Oh, I see. So you mean I can take this stuff here? Hold on a minute now. I can take this stuff, and we can recycle it. You think it can be used to paste it back onto something?
Just tape it right back onto some other pieces of paper, and print it all out again. That's what I do.
What a lovely, exciting life you must lead, fella. Okay.
Actually, that's not true.
Okay. Here's an event that happened on this date, which, of course, as we've decided, and by majority vote, is July 16th. And it was on this date that the first parking meters were installed. I won't even ask you where, I'll tell you. It was in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yeah, Oklahoma City had the first parking meters. You'd think it'd be some busy place.
York or something.
Yeah, I would think. My very thought, Kit, I would have thought that some big metropolitan area. But it was not. It was in Oklahoma City.
It must have been hurting for revenue.
Probably, yeah. Okay, what year would that have been? What year do you think the first parking meters were installed? And if those are parking meters, I wonder if the meter maids could have been far behind. What do you think, James? What year do you think the first parking meters were installed? Because you're closer to Oklahoma City, actually, out there in Indiana, than we are here in Massachusetts. So therefore, you have an edge on us.
I'll guess that
was a stupid comment on my part.
I'll say 1924.
Okay. And let's see. Craig, what do you think?
1921.
Okay. That was the year my Uncle Harry went over in Niagara Falls in a folding beach chair. So I'll never forget that year. Hope, what year do you think the first parking meters were installed?
1935, and I want to know, can I send my dumb birthday game answers in by proxy next time?
Can I send my dumb birthday game answers in by proxy?
Yeah.
Ken, what do you think? If you were the host of this thing here, like I am, how would you respond to that?
I wouldn't know how to react to something like that.
I don't either, too,
because it's probably just no.
Just kind of shake your head and go on with it. Pretend she never said anything. Okay, Pete, what do you think? What year?
I'm going to say 1935 also.
Oh, 1935 also. Okay, and Ken, what do you say?
I say 1940.
1940. Actually, 1935 is correct. So Pete and Hope win that round, and they both now have two apiece.
And Hope, please don't send your answer in by proxy. We'll miss that beautiful laugh.
You can approximate your answers by... forget it.
Yeah.
Okay, the Apollo. This one's about Apollo 11. This was the and this happened on this date also, obviously on July 16th. Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on the first manned mission to the surface of the moon, and on that flight were astronauts Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. First mission to the surface of the moon. Okay, what year would that have been? For heaven's sakes, let me see. We'll start with you, Ken. What year do you think that was?
Well, I think that would have been the very year I was born, the always wild and wacky 1968.
Wild and wacky 1968.
That's what I hear anyway.
Okay. James, what year comes to mind?
I will have to agree. I'm going to say
1969. Okay. And Hope?
And I remember watching it on TV. I'm going to say 1967.
And Craig, what do you think?
1969.
1969. And Pete?
I'll say 1967.
1967 or 57?
67.
Say that again?
1967.
Oh, 67.
Right.
Okay. The year was 1969.
Yes.
Okay, so that's James and Craig. We're getting all kinds of ties here. We got Craig, Pete,
Hope,
James, and Hope. That's right. In fact, everybody but Ken all have two apiece, and Ken has one. He could win this next one, and that would be, it would be,
exciting.
It'd be a five-way tie. Okay, this is the District of Columbia. It's a question about the District of Columbia. On this date, the District of Columbia was established as the seat of the United States government. What year would that have been, for heaven's sakes? Craig, what do you think?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, let's take a stab at 1889.
Okay, Pete?
1790,
I'm going to say. Okay, and what are you going to say, James?
1835.
Okay, and Ken?
I'll go with 1825.
Okay, Hope?
1788.
1788. Okay, actually, the year was 1790. You were very close, Hope. Pete hit it right on the button. No, he said 1790. Oh. And so now he has won the game.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really a shame.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Why is it? Because you hate his guts and you wish he would not win? Is that the reason?
No, it's a shame because now that's the end of the game.
Oh, that part is a shame. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if Ginger Rogers had only stayed alive long enough for the game, we could have guessed her age because she was born on this date. That's a really stupid comment to make, isn't it? Poor soul. That's so
she
dumb.
She could have just hung on a little longer.
Yeah. You know, she was born Virginia Catherine McMath in Independence, Missouri, in the same Harry Truman's hometown. Anyway, she would have been 84 years old today, and you would have all known that. It's still a great treat to watch her dancing with Fred Astaire in those great movies. What a grace and style that they had, which was just so lovely. Did you ever watch Star Search?
Yeah. Did you ever see
the dancers on that program? They're more like acrobats. They roll over and the whole thing. And I keep thinking of the grace of Ginger Rogers or Sid Charisse and Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire and that kind of dancing, which is so beautiful. In fact, I was at a club the other night and saw people dancing, and they look kind of weird because they don't touch each other at all. They just kind of look like they're having some kind of physical spasms, like their bones are becoming disconnected, and the pain is rifing through, and it's kind of wiggling and jumping and is that beautiful to any of you?
It's what fun to do.
Depends on what's wriggling.
No, but I've always felt that well, because see, I don't really dance particularly well. In fact, I don't hardly dance at all. But I figure if you're gonna go out to the dance floor, where the fun is holding somebody, you know, and
you got that straight.
Yeah, I think so. And just standing there, you know, while you do a separate dance from them, and you kind of wriggle a lot, like. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm sick.
Isn't that why it's so nice? Ballroom dance is coming back, though, Norm?
I don't know if it's coming back. I guess maybe it's always been here to some point. I know we've mentioned this, that we've had in colleges, they have ballroom dancing clubs, and they have competitions each year and all that kind of stuff. And it's lovely to watch these kids dance and older people dance who really know. And one of the most erotic, come closer, I don't want everybody to hear this.
We're here.
One of the most erotic kind of dancing is with a couple doing a tango.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, God, that is so fantastic.
Oh, stop.
It's like watching a porno flick.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm almost sorry. I can't see it.
I know it. I wish you could. I wish you could, because it is.
But I love the music they do it to.
Yeah. You just have, without being able to see, Well, you can imagine obscene scenes, can't you? Anyway, I'm sorry.
Sort of. I think it depends on what's going on, you know, what the dialogue is or what the, you know, what's going on surrounding it, I suppose.
Yeah. Wait, well, now, have you been blind since birth, Pete?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so okay. Now, I just wondered, you can get turned on mostly by the dialogue, by what they're saying and so on.
Yeah, and then, of course, today, like on the PBS channels, we have the description.
Yeah, there is another channel, too, isn't there, where the announcer describes what's happening in the film.
Yeah, that's why I'm always watching Mystery or Nature or right now, Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah,
those described.
Yeah, hey, Pete, I know that's not you breathing hard, because you're talking. Who is that? Is that you, James?
Yeah, I'm fixing me a cup of coffee to enjoy while I listen to the show.
So you're going into the phone? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Oh, no, that isn't you, is it? Now, who's doing that? Is that you, Craig?
No, I'm just listening.
Maybe there's somebody tapping the line.
It's a ghost.
You know what it is? I'll bet you it's one of the management people here at WBC. They're probably tapping that. I keep saying you don't have to tap the line to hear what's going on. Just turn your radio when it's going over the air. But they don't seem to understand that.
Management.
Yeah, what do they know? If they knew anything, would they be management? No. Hey, listen, I want to thank all of you for playing this swell game. I wish we could go further, but just know... No big names born on July 16th. Not too many on July 15th yesterday, so we did a lot of the July 17th ones, if you can follow what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, Norm, I had taken ballroom dancing for a short time at Perkins, so I know what that's like.
Yeah, it is kind of nice. See,
it is.
Yeah, and you can hold a girl.
Mm.
Oh, hold a guy, I suppose, depending on you know, what your slant on life is.
Yeah,
but right. There's something very lovely about doing that, and there's something lovely about dancing, about watching people who know what they're doing, you know, gliding around the floor. It's really a lovely thing to watch.
The dance we did was something called the Frug, and I don't remember what that was.
That was a popular dance for a while. I'm not sure either.
You mostly moved, you know, in a certain direction, but you stood still. There was no movement of the legs or feet or anything.
Yeah?
Just the body turning right or left. I forget what it was now.
When I was very young, there was, and I remember going to a dance with a very proper young lady who was totally humorless and kind of dumb. No, she wasn't dumb. She was humorless, but not dumb. And they played the Boomsa Daisy. Do you remember that? That was where you kind of turn away from each other and you whack each other on the butt with your own butt.
Sounds like a hustle. Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds kinky.
Well, she was absolutely shocked by that.
I guess that was a popular song that went with it.
Yeah. And I am Boomsa Daisy. Da 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 da. Da. That's another one. Tarara boom de delay. It was whatever that is. That's
Tarara boom de.
Yeah, that's a turn of the century. Yeah. Kind of old-fashioned song. Well, this is old-fashioned, too, but it was a Boomsa Daisy. And I was a shy kid, and she was a prissy kind of humorless kid. And so when we bumped butts, somehow I think we both wanted to die at that moment. I don't know. Anyway, other people were doing it with wild abandon.
And then you all broke out into breakdancing immediately after that, right?
I believe... That's how breakdancing came up the Mississippi to Chicago, and that's how it was born in New Orleans. Thank you. Anyway.
You know, the other funny thing, Norm, is if you go back over the years, say in the 60s and the 70s, you had groups like the Association, and when the cities and towns had, the high schools had a winter ball or the prom and some of the other youth groups, the groups then made slow dances that they could have a nice slow dance. Past 15, 20 years, any of the well-known groups today, they don't have any slow music, what we would have considered doing a waltz to. It's amazing. Mm. Totally amazing.
Yeah, so there's no holding each other anymore at all with the current dances?
Except for country. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Isn't there still a sailor grip?
Country music.
Oh, country music would be, yeah. This place I was at the other night with this rock band, but they were older rock musicians. I mean, they were you know, up in their mid-30s and stuff. And they were playing Bee Gees things, and the Bee Gees recorded some slow things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there were couples out there really holding each other and everything. So I guess if you want a slow dance, you have to kind of pull out older songs. You get the feeling that I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm kind of out of touch with all of this. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for playing the game with us, because you're all just as well. You hold on, Pete, because we'll get your name and address and send you something really junky, okay?
Okay, great. I'll be looking forward to it.
It will be. It'll be something really worth throwing away. You'll like it.
I probably won't do that, though.
Okay, Craig, I want to thank you very much for being on with us. I appreciate it.
No, it was my pleasure. Yep.
Bye-bye now. And there goes my fast finger there. Didn't mean to clip him off so quickly. And James, take care of yourself, and thank you for playing the game.
Oh, you're welcome, Norm. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, that'd be fine. And Ken?
I will see you next weekend as well. Well, I won't see you, but I will speak with you.
That's right, too, because, see, the way it sounds like you and I are sitting across the table from each other, and they don't realize that we're miles apart, that you're way up there in the Prudential Building on the 740th floor, and I'm only on the 700th floor here at WBZ Broadcast Center. Do you ever get a chance to come to the studios here? Because they're adding sections on. They have a new farm and food shop here now, and they have up on the 56th floor. They've enlarged the Museum of Old Broadcasters.
Well, I have noticed a lovely new front they put on there.
That's just the beginning. And you come in and take the elevator up to some of the higher floors, and you see the WBZ gift shop, for example, and the trinkets with souvenirs of...
And of course, the WBZ hotel and casino.
Oh, that is lovely. That's right up on the top, right next to the penthouse apartment. Yeah, we love... That's kind of fun. That's one of the exciting spots. But it's become a tourist thing. It's on the WBZ, the City of Boston Freedom Trail now. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
Yeah, we're part of that. There's the Paul Revere House. There's all of that kind of state house. And there's the WBZ Broadcast City. Why don't I just shut up? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Never thought of it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Ken. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye now. Oh, golly jeekers. Is it 3:46 already? I thought it was at least 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon by now. Anyway, it's 13 minutes before.